7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. First and foremost, we would like to congratulate the Muslim Ummah throughout the world on this blessed month, or rather the being in this blessed month, the blessed month of Ramadan, Shahr Ramadan. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this blessed month a opportunity for us to grow, an opportunity for us to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the means by getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in this blessed month, is the glorious Quran, the recitation of the glorious Quran, looking at the glorious Quran, reading about the glorious Quran, and so on and so forth. For this is the month of the glorious Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن, as we read in many of the du'as. So this is the month in which the glorious Quran, or the reality of the glorious Quran, was revealed to the heart of the blessed Prophet and the noble Prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So in this regard, we would like to introduce a book to our dear listeners that is about the glorious Quran, and hopefully will be a means to make our affinity with the glorious Quran stronger and better, and make us more aware of this divine book and this blessed book that we have at our disposal. So inshallah, we will be introducing this book to our dear listeners in our next segment. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is titled Introduction to the Sciences of the Quran. It is a book that was written by Ayatollah Muhammad Hadi Ma'rifat, Rahmatullah Alayh. This is volume one of it. This book was published by SAMT in the Islamic Republic of Iran, in the city of Tehran. This book was translated by Salim Rossier and Mansour Limba, and it is an abridged form of the original book, and the abbreviation and introduction was done by Sheikh Muhammad Saeed Bahmanpour. The book was published in the year 2020. So this particular book, as mentioned, deals with the sciences of the Holy Quran, or the sciences of the glorious Quran, which are the preliminaries to the tafsir, or the commentary of the glorious Quran. So some of the particular subjects or particular, you know, headings that one may read in this book are the descent of the glorious Quran, or the descent of the Quran, yani the wahi, the Quran coming down, the inimitability of the Quran, yani the ijaz, or the miraculous nature of the Quran, the reasons for the revelation of the Quran. So in this particular book, there are five chapters, and there is a second volume, which hopefully at another occasion or at another opportunity will be hopefully able to introduce that one as well to our dear listeners. So this book, again, as we mentioned, contains five chapters, each dealing with a particular subject regarding and concerning and about the glorious Quran, whereas tafsir or commentary or exegesis deals with the content of the Holy Quran itself. This is the difference between these two sciences. So there we can see that we can therefore divide the Quran into two sciences. Generally, one is the tafsir. The other one is known as Quranic sciences. And within the Quranic sciences, we'll deal with things such as the ijaz, or the miraculous nature of the Holy Quran, the Quran being safe from alteration and fabrication, and so on and so forth. And the history of the Quran, the revelation of the Quran, the compilation of the Quran, and so on and so forth. So this is the book that we would like to introduce. So hopefully, inshallah, in our next segment, we will be reading a portion of it for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. The book that we introduced to our dear listeners was titled An Introduction to the Sciences of the Quran. It is an English translation of a book that was written by the late Ayatollah Muhammad Hadi Ma'rifat Rahmatullah Alayh. It is an abridged translation. That means it has been summarized. Stuff has been removed. The original book, Al-Tamheed, is in 10 volumes. This English translation only contains 2 volumes. And as mentioned previously, we hopefully, inshallah, hope to introduce the second volume to our dear listeners as well. This book was translated by Salim Rossier and Mansour Limba, and the introduction and the summarization was done by Sheikh Muhammad Saeed Bahmanpour. So the part that we would like to read from for the benefit of our dear listeners is titled The Phenomenon of Revelation, or what is known as Wahi. The linguistic meaning of Wahi. Wahi means to pass information on quickly and secretly, whether by way of a signal, whisper, or secret note. Anything passed swiftly to someone in order to make him understand is Wahi. The Almighty said of Zakariya, so he emerged before his people from the temple and signaled in the Awha to them that they should glorify God morning and evening. So he came forth to his people and made some kind of sign to them. According to Al-Raghib, the root meaning of Wahi is a quick signal on account of its incorporating the meaning of speed. One says, Amrun Wahyun, meaning a quick instruction. That can be orally by way of signal or insinuation, or it could be by way of a disjointed sound, signaling with one or one's limbs or in writing. Ibn Faris explains, Al-Raghib Ibn Faris are 2 books on Arabic words and linguistics. Rather, they are lexicons, or if you want to call them simply, they are dictionaries, Arabic dictionaries, that deal with words and explain what the words meant or mean. So Ibn Faris says, Wahaya is a root which means to pass on knowledge in secret or in some other way to someone else. Wahi can be a signal, wahi can be a book or message. Everything you pass to someone else to let him know is wahi, no matter how it is done. It may be that the wider meaning accorded by Ibn Faris to the concept of wahi was part of the original meaning for which it was coined. However, it became used for that which is secret. Abu Ishaq says, the root meaning of wahi throughout the language is to let someone know secretly. That is why inspiration, ilham, is known as wahi. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this being the blessed month of the glorious Quran, the month of wahi, that He enables us to understand these signals, these meanings, and for us to benefit from them, and for us to implement them in our lives, inshallah, and become the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.